AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden is taking a number of actions to reduce the growth of violent crime in this country, including a crackdown on illegal guns. AP's Jackie Quinn has the latest.
The president and attorney general announced steps to reduce gun violence, which has spiked after an initial drop when the pandemic began. They're working to deter illegal gun trafficking, which affects large cities, and will crack down on gun dealers who sell to people who shouldn't have a gun.
Zero tolerance. If you willfully sell a gun to someone who's prohibited from possessing it, if you willfully fail to run a background check.
The White House is limited in what it can do about guns, so President Biden is also urging communities to use federal grants to bolster anti-violence and intervention programs and provide jobs for teens during the summer.
Make sure young people pick up a paycheck instead of a pistol.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris travels Friday to the border with Mexico. Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked why now.
We've made a great deal of progress. And if you look just to a couple of months ago, when 6,000 children were in Border Patrol facilities, we're now at the point where there's far less than 1,000.
A number of staunch congressional supporters of former President Donald Trump attack President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and their immigration policies. Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert.
He's really had a complete failure to secure our southern border.
Trump is supposed to travel to the border with Mexico next week with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and congressional Republicans who continue to support him. John McAfee, developer of the McAfee antivirus software, was found dead in his jail cell near Barcelona in an apparent suicide today, hours after a Spanish court approved the extradition of the 75-year-old to the United States to face tax charges in Tennessee, punishable by up to decades in prison. This is AP News. The Supreme Court rules a Pennsylvania school wrongly suspended a cheerleader over her vulgar online outburst. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The ruling was 8-1 in favor of Brandy Levy. She did not make her school's varsity cheerleading team. On Snapchat, Levy vented, using curse words and a raised middle finger.
I was a 14-year-old kid. I was upset. I was angry. Every 14-year-old kid speaks like that at one point.
Levy was not in school at the time, but was suspended from junior varsity cheerleading activities for a year. Justice Stephen Breyer ruled the suspension violated Levy's First Amendment rights.
Young students and adults like me shouldn't be punished for them expressing their own feelings and letting others know how they feel.
But the justices did not rule out schools from disciplining students for what they say off campus. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.